Lifestyles and Butter, East Coast Radio.
So let's get into it. Welcome to the East Coast Radio Top 40. And today I am with somebody who I discovered this man for the very first time during lockdown. That must have been, what, 5-6 years ago when we first went through our lockdown? Somebody sent me a video and I was like, oh my gosh, who is this guy? And I thought you were an international artist. And the guy's like, nah, he's from South Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, Loyito, welcome to East Coast Radio.
Radio, my favorite radio station in KZN, in Durban.
Love it, man. Listen, let's get into it. Selfishly, right? I want to begin with the elephant in the room, and that person is you, obviously, and the incredible sold-out show that you had in Durban last year. Am I right to say that this was your biggest solo stage of your career at Durban People's Park?
We sold about 6,000 people, 6,000 tickets, going up, I don't know, 6,000 plus. It was incredible. This journey of the elephant in the room started off in when I was trying to create an experience for people. And I was knocking on doors, trying to get sponsors, trying to get people to believe in this and this experience that was more than just creating just a stage and a mic and just like a norm, whatever you see in everyday shows. I wanted to create a production. In that process, I encountered a lot of, you know, people telling me, you know, you're too crazy. You're thinking too big. Let's do 500 capacity. Let's do. And I'm like, I'm not doing 500 capacity shows. I'm going to start at 1,500. How about I do 3,000? And I started off in Pretoria. Pretoria sold out in about 2 weeks, 1,200 people. I went to the next venue, which was Cape Town, sold out 1,500 people. Went to Joburg, 3,000 people. So now this dream was like becoming a reality and something that this vision was coming to life. And I wanted to make Durban special because my mom lives in Durban. I know that most of my fans are from Durban. So I was like, I just don't want to just do it anywhere. So I was knocking on doors. Same thing, you know, whenever you have a big dream, it's so hard for the world to understand or to see it because it's your vision, right? So I kept on fighting for it until we got People's Park. And they said, so you can get about probably 10,000 people here. I was like, oh my word, it's crazy, but let's try. We set it up, and man, it was just magic after that. It was definitely one of my favorite shows I've ever done in my career. And it set the stage for the next shows that I'm going to do. And maybe the next time we do it, it's at a stadium, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm just hearing you speak and just looking at you speak with so much passion. I think that's something that I always like to see in artists is how they're so passionate about what they do, which leads up to my second question. Take us through all those emotions you went through, putting the show together, the nerves before the euphoria, after you walked off the stage. Tell us about that.
Putting it together was, you know, I was busy with the rollout of the album. So Never Thought I Could. I've been playing this Never Thought I Could album for about 3 to 5 years. So in this process, it's been a changing season for me because I came from being signed to a label to now being independent. So everything was in my hands building a team, getting a management team, getting a publishing team, getting a label that can distribute my music. And through this process, I've kind of had my hands full of delegated people to kind of like focus on creating this show for me. And maybe like it was about 2 weeks before the show, before we found the venue, they were like, "Luiso, it's risky to do the show because we don't have sponsors, we don't have much to kind of back ourselves here." And I'm like, "Guys, I'm definitely ready to commit. I know I'm going to sell those tickets. I know that it's going to be successful. And whatever I don't care what logistics needs to happen, but I need to be there and I need to heal the people and I need to sing for the people." And that's what's in my head. Every time I have this vision, I trust it, and the intuition and that gut feeling is, we can call it the universe, we can call it God, that drives me to get to that point without hesitation. Faith is a big part of what I do, without questioning whether it's possible or not. If it's in my head, it's possible. If it's in my heart, it's possible. I drove and I was like, 2 weeks, guys, let's sell the tickets. We sold the tickets. And I was like, trusting that has helped me pull up these really big moments that people really live for. And I remember on the day I didn't have an outfit. I don't know if you can look in my on my Instagram, but I had a crazy, crazy outfit when I got on the stage. But I got that outfit just before, probably like 2 hours before. I got it tailored. I got it done. I got it fitting. But it's like when the planets align, they just align, and whatever is meant to be will be. So that's kind of been my move, and that's kind of been my what drives me.
You know, what I find so interesting in what you said about being this person who was signed, now becoming an independent person. You know, there's so many people listening right now who make music in our beautiful province of KZN who will be inspired by what you just said. And which leads up to this question. You've become this global musician as this independent artist, right? I've always been curious. What has been your favorite international stage, maybe city, and the difference between performing internationally and, of course, performing right here at home?
I think I've just put my toe in the global market. I don't think I have fully been in yet. But so far it's been London has been definitely the next city that I wanna take over. Amsterdam, cool. The vibes are great. This year, I'm planning on doing more shows out there. I'm planning on doing Brussels, Belgium. I'm planning on doing Paris, you know.
Paris!
I'm planning on doing a little bit of like the Newcastles in the UK. It's all in the vision. So I'm just trusting the fact that I'm going to build this world that it doesn't matter where I go. And it's only matters when I'm there healing and making sure that people are heard and seen.
Yeah. There's often this pressure to sound global. I mean, you are one of ours. We claim you. You're our brother in our beautiful country. How do you stay proudly South African in your sound?
Go listen to the music, man. I listen to the music. There's so many layers in the music. And I always like talk about this because the first initial response is the vocals. The vocals is what people hear and what people are expecting. What is underlying that process and what makes the music even more timeless is that there's moments in the music that you don't really recognize at first until you listen about. Maybe 2 years' time, you'll realize that there was a log drum there, a piano log drum there that was going crazy. There was actually a BV there that sounded like Umyililizelo or something. There's something that sounded Xhosa. There's something that sounded tribal in that it connected me to myself, but I really didn't, you don't realize. So I think there's little moments that I add in the rhythmic elements, in the way that I say, I enunciate the words, because I do have influences that are American, that are European, UK artists. It comes out, you can hear it, but at the same time, there's that South African element, the South African flavor that can really cannot be, you can't get that away. It's in me. To come across at the end of the day. If you never speak English, you'll be like, hey, when I can hear, but there's a clan to you. There's a clan to you, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's how I keep it. And that's how I keep being deep-rooted, taking the time to also appreciate who I am and where I come from.
Now, let's talk about your current body of work. Never thought I could, part one. Tell us everything, the curation, and finally letting it go out to the rest of the world. What a beautiful, like, honestly, like, I get goosebumps every time I think about it, man.
Yeah. Never thought I could. I've been working on it for about 5 years, man. Oof. It's been such a journey because this album was basically denied by the label I was signed to. I packaged it and I gave it to them and I said, hey guys, here's a body of work. I've been working on this music for a while and this is the sound I want. And we had a back and forth until it was time for me to put out the album in this label. I was told that the sound is might be too much, might be too big, might be taken away from the vocals. Maybe let's strip it down. Maybe let's make you Sam Smith. How about we make you something that already exists? Not in my head. My management came back to me and is like, yo, dude, they're dropping you. They're like, they don't want to work with you anymore.
Wow.
And I'm like, the best news of my entire life. Because since I was 18 years old, I've been signed to labels and I've never had the freedom and the control, the freedom of expression, the control, the creative control that I've always wanted and the, what I've always fought for. And eventually in that day, when they said, Luiso, you are no longer tied to anybody, you are your own artist, and these songs belong to you, and you decide what you do with them. I was like, yep, it's that is fate. And eventually I realized that this is what was meant to be. They were never meant to get these songs. These songs were supposed to be me, for me to own them. And I met a partner at Empire, and we curated this, we negotiated this really beautiful, beautiful agreement that is good for me and good for my creative control and inspires me to create more. And so we've been working ever since, and now to see my work come out and actually feel like I have a say in how I present myself and how I present this album has just been one of the most freeing experiences, in music. And for the first time, I feel free. That's literally it. Never thought I could be free.
You do definitely sound free. I think, I don't know you. I think I know you because of the music you put out and how you inspire so many people. And just off the cuff, I just want to say something. A friend of mine, I don't want to name drop, went through a very, very tough time, cancer, during lockdown. And that's how I actually came about first hearing your stuff, is because he used to send me these videos and he said, you know what's getting me through this? Because I couldn't get to him when he was going through chemo because of the lockdown. He said, these videos are what are getting me through. So I just want to let you know that you are touching people's lives with your voice, with your energy. And honestly, I'm a massive fan of you. We're fans of you here at East Coast Radio. We love playing your stuff. I mean, you're thriving on the East Coast Radio Top 40, which leads up to my final question. When are you coming back to KZN?
This question, I literally get every single day. I promise you, as soon as I put my phone on, when are you coming to KZN? As soon as I call my mother, when are you coming? I'm planning something. And I know KZN trusts me. I know you trust me. I'm planning something cool. I'm planning something really amazing. I should be coming soon. I should be planning a show even bigger than what it was. So
that's awesome. That is so exciting, man. Just to end off, man. Firstly, I don't want this interview to end. I actually want to just continue talking to you. You got such a cool presence about you, cool energy. Just from my side, thank you for the music you put out. Thank you for giving us a part of your life through audio and allowing us to connect with you. And I think that's why we always call for you whenever you come to KZN. I think that's why we support you, because I'm getting goosebumps, bro. Like, it's you're that real and you're a great person. I love your story about becoming this, you know, independent artist who still trusted himself and trusted his team and said, you know what, we're going to do it. Even if they say we can't, we're going to go and do it.
Yep. Thank you, bro. Thank you for having me.
Bro, you're an absolute legend. Thank you so much, man. Honestly.
Shout really out, bro. Thank you so much.
Shout out to you. Thanks for your energy, bro. And hopefully we can get to connect with you when I come up to Joburg, okay?
Of course, dog. Thank you, Styles, dog.
Styles and Butter. KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.